William Morrow and Harper Audio present This Is Why We Lied, a Will Trent thriller by Karen Slaughter, performed by Kathleen Early. To David, for his unending kindness and patience. Prologue. Will Trent sat down at the edge of the lake to take off his hiking boots. The numbers on his watch glowed in the darkness, an hour away from midnight. He could hear an owl in the distance. A gentle breeze whispered through the trees. The moon was a perfect circle in the night sky, light bouncing off the figure in the water. Sarah Linton was swimming toward the floating dock. A cool blue light bathed her body as she cut through the gently rolling waves. Then she turned, doing a lazy backstroke as she smiled at Will. "Are you coming in?" Will couldn't answer. He knew that Sarah was accustomed to his awkward silences, but this wasn't one of those times. He felt speechless just looking at her. All he could think was the same thing everybody thought when they saw them together. What the hell was she doing with him? She was so damn clever and funny and beautiful, and he couldn't even get the knot out of his shoelace in the dark. He forced off the boot as she swam back toward him. Her long auburn hair was sleek to her head. Her bare shoulders were peeking out from the blackness of the water. She had stripped off her clothes before diving in, laughing at his observation that it seemed like a bad idea to jump into something you couldn't see in the middle of the night when no one knew where you were. But it seemed like a worse idea not to follow the wishes of a naked woman asking you to join her. Will took off his socks, then stood so that he could unbutton his pants. Sarah let out a low, appreciative whistle as he started to undress. "Whoa," she said, "a little more slowly, please." He laughed, but he didn't know what to do with the feeling of lightness inside his chest. Will had never experienced this type of prolonged happiness. Sure, there were times that he'd known bursts of joy, his first kiss, his first sexual encounter that had lasted more than 3 seconds, graduating from college, cashing an actual paycheck. The day he had finally managed to divorce his hateful ex-wife. This was different. Will and Sarah were 2 days out from their wedding, and the euphoria he had experienced during the ceremony hadn't subsided. If anything, the feeling was heightened with every passing hour. She would smile at him or laugh at one of his stupid jokes, and it was like his heart turned into a butterfly, which he understood wasn't a manly thing to think, but there were things you thought and things you shared. And this was one of the many reasons he preferred an awkward silence. Sarah gave a whoop when Will made a show of peeling off his shirt before he stepped into the lake. He wasn't used to walking around naked, especially outdoors, so he ducked under a lot more quickly than he should have. The water was cold, even for midsummer. Chills prickled his skin. He could feel mud unpleasantly sucking around his feet. Then Sarah wrapped her body around his, and Will had no complaints. He said, "Hey." "Hey," she stroked back his hair. "Have you ever been in a lake before?"
"Not by choice," he admitted. "Are you sure the water's safe?"
She thought about it. "Copperheads are usually more active at dusk. We're probably too far north for cottonmouths." Will hadn't considered snakes. He had grown up in downtown Atlanta.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?